Now, we were talking about taking to the road, and Padraig Green is doing just that, but in a van that's become a camper van. How are you doing, Padraig?
Hi, Ray. Good to talk to you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. So you're a teacher. What do you teach?
I'm a woodwork, construction and graphics teacher at second level. So had a nice bit of the skills there for converting the van.
Yeah. That must be a great subject to teach, is it, Padraig?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's brilliant. You know, just getting the little projects out the door with the lads, you know, it's a nice class to come into. You know, it's a little bit less monotonous, I think, than maths and Irish and English, not to put any of those teachers down that are listening. But it is. It's a fun one to teach. They like coming in and they leave a bit happier than when they come in as well.
That's it, yeah, because they're doing something, aren't they, with their hands. It's so important.
100%. Yeah, a little bit less pressure as well. So they seem to enjoy it than I do as well. So.
And in a world where, you know, computer games are taking over and we're doing less and less with our hands, I think.
Just getting the technology and electrics out of their hands for a while and just getting them tools and marking gauges and tri-squares and everything into their hands and getting them working is good. Building up a sweat ray is good.
It's important. So you're a man who's happy in his work. You better say hello to, did you say hello to the school already? What school is it?
I did, yeah. It's Moyle Park College in Clondalkin. Okay. So they all know that I'm out the back here at the woodwork room doing this. So hello to everyone.
Okay, so you had this dream and it was sort of, it was pushed on by the pandemic, was it?
Yeah, very much so. Like I've always wanted to do a conversion of a van to a camper. I didn't really know where to start or where to even source something like that from the beginning. So, you know, did a bit of research there, and you know, once we went back into the heavy restrictions after Christmas, I said, right, now's the time to do it, because we were moved to remote learning online for the school through Google Meet classes. So, you know, there was time in the evenings where I don't have to commute back home, you know, so there was a little bit of extra time there in the mornings and break times and stuff. So when I wasn't online doing classes, you know, I was kind of just flat out doing the van. But it was just definitely driven on a little bit of extra time here and there. It was very helpful.
And was getting an actual camper van fully fitted, was that outside your price range? Was that it?
Yeah, a small bit. Yeah. So it took a while to gather the funds for that. But, you know, you can do it. You really can do it on any budget, but I found I did set myself a very low budget at the start. Yeah. But when you get more and more into it, you're thinking, right, I'll just go for it here. I'll chuck a little bit more at it. So it was kind of grew and grew, really. Like.
So the original van, what was it?
So it was an old council van years ago. It started off life in 2006 as an old kind of council van. Now, it's a crew cab van. So when I got it, it wasn't just your standard empty in the back storage. It was, you could actually open sliding door. There was four seats there welded onto the body. There was already windows on both sides as well. And then there was a lot of kind of storage and steel welded onto the back of it as well. So there was a good month and a half of kind of stripping all of that out first before I could.
So you couldn't use any of that. It wasn't an advantage to you.
No, not really. It was all kind of, it was old steel. It was kind of rusted. There was a couple of leaks in the roof here and there. So it was very heavy as well, so I kind of wanted a little bit more lightweight, so I just went with all kind of wooden frame construction then for the inside.
Did you document all this? Did you video it all?
Yeah. Everything's up kind of step by step as well. There's an Instagram page for it. It's called the Transit Camper Build. If anyone wants to check it out, everything is kind of done step by step there on a highlight reel, a couple of posts.
And was there a moment where, and I think with big projects like that, a lot of people encounter, there's a moment where you go, oh no, I've bitten off more than I can chew.
100%. Yeah. There was a couple of hiccups along the way, but like you kind of get over them after a while. You know, there's a kind of a new rule there now where the internal standing height in the van has to be 1.8 meters. So with the Transit that I have, it's actually a mid-high roof, so it's not massively high. It's just shy of 6 foot.
Right.
So the insurance companies don't tend to go for that, but there is kind of there's ways around it with low roof insurance. So the Motor Caravan Club of Ireland are fantastic, and they're very, very helpful, and they sorted me out with a suitably qualified engineer to get to get all the engineer's reports done and get insurance forms started for the low roof. So once I got around that, you know, I was halfway through the build. I was kind of thinking halfway through, will I just sell it and get something bigger? But perseverance got me through in the end anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Like, congratulations. It looks brilliant. It looks brilliant. So that's Amy in the picture.
That's Amy, yeah. That's the better half anyway.
And what does Amy do?
Amy's a nurse in A&E. So she's working to the bone nearly every day. So whenever she was off, she was giving me a great hand and more, like, you know, emotional support when I was thinking of selling it and having mini breakdowns in the middle of it. She was fantastic with support, as was everyone, you know, family and parents.
So how many hours do you reckon, Pori, can you put into it?
I mean, going through it, like, the stripping out of it was, you wouldn't feel 8, 9, 10 hours going there, no problem, in you know, weekends. You'd attack it there after school as well. You'd finish 3 o'clock. I mean, you wouldn't see yourself going into 11, half 11 at night. Right. Like, there's hours and hours, any waking hours that I had free, basically, I was in the back of it sweating, trying to get it done, you know. So.
It's a labour of love.
It is. Yeah, it's worth it in the end, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you've been, you're a bit like that family in the new ad on the telly where they you know, you see them jumping into the van and turning the key, and then when they go to the wide shot, they're in the back garden. But you went a bit further than the back garden.
Small bit, yeah, just a little bit further. Yeah, we got it moving in the end anyway.
Yeah, and where did you end up?
We took it up to Fenor Beach for the first trip in it, so just to give it a bit of a test out. So that's just up kind of North Clare.
Yeah.
So we just took it up around there. Obviously, when the kind of county restrictions are lifted, we'll bring it a little bit further. But there's so many places in County Clare anyway to bring it. I mean, there's the whole coastline.
Yes.
You know, Fenor down through the Scanner, Lynch and Spanish Point. There's loads of places there for pulling in. And, you know, we just wanted to test out the cooker and get it moving. So
what did you cook?
We had some lovely barbecue chicken skewers.
Nice.
And we had some nice burgers and everything. We had actually pancakes in the morning.
Right. And what was your marinade on the skewers? Did you marinate?
Oh, it was a nice kind of smoky kind of barbecue. Oh,
nice, yeah. What is it about the, you know, like, you're sort of, you know, and you have a certain skill set that other people wouldn't have. But just before we let you go, what is it about the camper van? Why are people attracted to it so much?
I suppose it's just an element of freedom, really, you know. Like, you could spend a couple of hours there looking for a hotel or an Airbnb, and they could be booked out and they could cost a couple of hundred euro for a night. But with this, it's just fill up the tank and you can pretty much go anywhere you want. You have running water, you have electricity, you have heating, you know, you have a bed to sleep in. As I said, you can plug in, charge your phone. You can pull in anywhere and put on the kettle and have a cup of tea and then move on again. You know, you're not really stuck to one place. So
I'd say all the lads in the school are anxious to...
Once I can bring it up, I'd say everyone wants to have a go.
Well, listen, safe driving and have a brilliant summer, Pádraig.
Thanks for having me on.
Transit camper build. If people go into that.
The transit camper build, yeah.
Right, well done, Pádraig.
Well done.
Talk to you, see you.
Bye. Thanks for having me on. Bye.